We want to begin a series of some short devotionals. These are just devotional thoughts, not a full fledged sermon or message or encouragement for you to do something, but something to lift your eyes to the Lord. And I wanted to share with you the uttermost parts of the earth. And our text verse is Psalm 2:8. Ask of me, God actually says to the Lord Jesus, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possessions. This rather colorful, comprehensive phrase, usually translated ends of the earth, it occurs no less than 30 times in the Old Testament and 5 in the New. Now, the text verse that we read is one of them that is God's promise to his son, and it appears repeatedly. It is talking about the millennial kingdom, and that's when the heathen will be his inheritance, and he will be given them that. We see it again in Psalm 22:27. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. Psalm 72:8, he shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. And then Micah 5:4, he shall stand and feed or rule in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now shall he be great unto the ends of the earth. So, introduction to our phrase, uttermost parts of the earth, ends of the earth, is the picture that God is not only concerned with this moral cause, that problem and so on, but in redemption. And in fact, he is going to finally save planet Earth, and the earth will be reborn. Jesus Christ called the millennial kingdom a regeneration, the new birth of the planet. We have a lot of people worried about the planet, thinking that any minute it's going to die off. I'm seeing all these inventive TV shows where people are ready to murder billions of people so that we can save the planet. You know. But God has that in mind, and he's not going to let the earth perish. And in fact, part of his saving work is actually saving the planet and restoring it to a pristine time. Well, we can move on to another thought concerning the ends of the earth, and that is this divine Son, Jesus Christ, whose future dominion will extend to the uttermost parts of the earth, is also the creator of everything, even to the ends of the earth. Notice this in Proverbs 30, verse 4. Who hath ascended up into heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all the ends of the earth? Established means given a foundation to all the ends of the earth. What is his name? What is his son's name, if thou canst tell? And so wisdom says, I know that name. It's the name of Jesus. Then he who both created and will ultimately regain all the ends of the earth will also be their judge. Here is where you stand before him to answer for what you've done. 1 Samuel 2:10, the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces. This is at the time of the end of the tribulation period. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord, this is the name Jehovah, shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn, which the horn is that for the big animal, it is the point of their power, the horn of his anointed. And this word anointed is literally the Messiah. So it is speaking of Jesus Christ. For the present time, however, Christ is not honored among men, either as creator or as the coming king. And we see this in Isaiah 53:3, He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. So it's not happened yet, you see. But in spite of this fact, he has provided salvation for men. It is open to all that will come. Notice with me in Acts 13:47. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee, talking to all Christians, to be a light, the Apostle Paul specifically, but to all of us now, to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. So, with that idea in mind, we close with this thought, that he has also set into motion his great plan for to reconcile the world to himself. We see it in the Old Testament, Isaiah 45:22, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, he calls out to them, for I am God, and there is none else. In the New Testament then, Acts 1:8, Christ promises his disciples, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, which is the country around Jerusalem. Then the neighboring country to the north is Samaria. And then he moves it on, and to the uttermost part of the earth, the very ends of the earth, the very last part. And then in 2 Corinthians 5:19, we see this great work that God has done and is doing, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We are to tell people what God has done, that to the very ends of the earth, people may be reconciled, for that reconciliation is open to all, but we are to have that word of reconciliation to tell this to them, pleading in Christ's place, please be reconciled unto God. With this then we come to the close of this devotional time. When we think of God's worldwide work, we recognize that it's something that he has done, something he will do, and something that he is doing. So we praise the Lord for that.